So we're continuing in the Sefer Chazon Avadia on Yamim Noraim. We're on page Amud Bet. Hazmana ra'uy biyoter la'amirat ha'slichot v'yamim ele. The most opportune time, the most preferred time to say slichot during these days, hu mechatzot ha'layla ve'elech, is from chatzot and on. She'az hu et ratzon lifnei Hashem itbarach, is then, during that time, immediately right after chatzot, is an et ratzon, is a time of mercy in front of Hashem, time of favor in front of Hashem. However, the first half of the night, meaning up until chatzot, from nightfall until chatzot, it is completely asur to say yud gimel midot, to say Hashem Hashem el rachum echanun. You're not allowed to say that, and you're only allowed to say that beginning immediately after chatzot. He goes on to say in Amud Chet that yachid shenimtza bevet haKnesset shenagim lomar sham slichot v'yidun midot kodem chatzot alayla, an individual that happens to find himself in a Bet Knesset, that in a minyan that happens to be saying slichot before chatzot alayla, even if they started a few minutes beforehand, yeshev badad v'yidom, he should sit in solitude, he should sit on his own in a corner and keep silent, velo ya'ane yudgim midot, he should not be answering the yudgim midot with them, yoter tov sheyetze misham, it's even better for him to leave that place so that he shouldn't have to act as that person that's standing out, that person that's doing something different than everyone else. So he says it's wrong to do that, and even if you find yourself in a place that does do that, you cannot even participate in the Yud Gimel Midot before Chatzot. Have a great day, everyone.